Sterling on Sunday Weather. Watch your weather tomorrow. Well, once again, we start the new work week in pretty good shape, but we can see what's developing and how it will impact most of the eastern two-thirds of the country midweek and maybe into next weekend. But tomorrow starts unseasonably warm in the east. How warm? 50s in New England, 60s and 70s down the east coast and across Dixie. It stays below freezing in the upper Midwest. Big snowmaker working the Intermountain West and a new shot of tropical moisture into Texas. Not too bad at all. But now let's address the elephant in the room, or in this case, a rodent. The only good thing about Groundhog Day is the Bill Murray movie. This time, the groundhog says the northeast gets an early spring, the southeast and west get 6 more weeks of winter. And he's only right 39% of the time. The worst TV forecaster in your town does better than that. Must be anything for a party. Your local forecast is coming up. And if you've got any questions, email bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
When I was growing up, I always dreamed of digging a hole and finding a lost, forgotten underground city. Well, that sort of thing happens in Asbestos Falls all the time, and we're going to hear about it this week on Asbestos Falls, heard only on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, the football score is 20-31, Kansas City Chiefs. They got about a minute left.
What? Like, I break him out of jail, and he shoots me. It's like, what's up with that?
That was last week's mystery voice. If anybody had guessed it, they would have won a prize announcement. Nobody guessed it. It was Sterling Beaumont, who played young Ben Linus on Lost. Remember the show Lost? Well, there was an episode where there was a young Ben. All right, now this week, if you call, you get a chance to guess the mystery voice here.
Do you just look at my boobs? You're looking at them right now. Testing. Oh, failed. Oh, my God. Well, we're going to be in swimsuits a lot. It's going to be a problem for you. All right, you just looked at them again.
If I had a son, instead of being a daughter daddy, I would never let my son play football. I would never let him play football. I see how those guys are tossed around, and I'll tell you the final score when it comes in. I see those guys tossed around, and I would never let my kid play football, ever. That just wouldn't be happening. At the high school level, the randomness of the equipment and the training of the coaches, I wouldn't. But more importantly, I wouldn't want my kid to become a football player because they're all a-holes.
What we have are three brains of individuals who all played football. This is a player that died in his late 40s. He only played high school football. This is a suicide. And this is a player who died in his 80s, having played many years of professional football. And this is another professional football player, 14 or 15 years of professional NFL football. When we look at the brain of a man in his late 40s, you can see that there are crevices between the gyri, and those should normally not be there. When we look at the brain of this professional player, looks to be some thinning of this hypothalamic area. And then when we look at this case, in the medial temporal lobes, there's a lot of atrophy, and you can see a marked thinning of the hypothalamus. It's ballooned and thinned, and that's another feature of chronic traumatic encephalopathy. We're going
to
make...
Yeah. I went to public high school. The only group of people that I feared on a daily basis were the football jocks. I would never want my son to be one of those a-holes. And I definitely wouldn't want them to have a permanent brain injury. My number is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I'm live on a Sunday night. There's nothing fake or phony here. This is a completely authentic broadcast. We're not saying we're live, and then it turns out we're not actually live. I don't know where something like that might have happened, but it's tragic if it happened, because here's a live show that smart affiliates, about 100 of them, have said yes. Alan First said, yes, I want that. Pete Spriggs said, yes, I want that. All the smart ones said, yes, I want that. My name is Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday, and I feel very strongly about this. First of all, I don't understand football. Let me be clear about this. The only thing I've ever seen in the entire time of watching football that I understood is Trevor Lawrence, the high school football player at Clemson. I understand that. I understand. I can see the difference in how he throws a ball. And, oh, my God, in my next life, I would like to be Trevor Lawrence. How does that happen? And I figure, you know, the MVP, the most valuable player of college football, I figure he probably had an awesome, awesome seat in that stadium today. They must have been like, here, have some more lobster. Have some more lobster. You sure you need to finish college? Why don't you have some more lobster here, Trevor? But I would never want my kid involved with it, because I have never known a football player in high school. I never knew one in high school who was the kind, gentle jock. The football players I knew in high school were like, okay, that's what a kind, gentle jock is. And they were the opposite. I'd see them coming, and I'd run. I'd hide. Now, why does a kid who has the skill to play a ball game, and what kind of skill is that? The ability to throw a ball and have somebody catch it. Woo-woo! Why is that kid so angry that when he saw me in the hallway at high school, did he shove me against the lockers or curse me? Or say something disparaging about my name? They would do it all the time. Did that happen to you? But I'll tell you, there's no way that I would let my son play football. There is just no way. What we know about brain injuries today, how could anybody let their son play football? 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, live on a Sunday night, just us, just you and me, alone in the car, alone in the 18-wheeler. It's great to have you with me. I enjoy the time you and I get to spend together.
Football's Friday Night Lights, with fierce boys lining up for a tackle.
I remember getting hit, and my head was just throbbing.
Matt, a smart, tough 13-year-old, loved football's fitness and friendships. But that all changed one fall day.
They were on the line going forward, and the guy just came and plowed him over, and he went just back. I literally lost it.
Matt knew something was wrong, too. But when he asked to sit out, the coach kept him in the game. He took another hit.
This time it really, really, really hurt. So I asked, hey, can I go out? He said, no, we don't have any substitutes for you. You're the only one, like, on the team for your position or whatever.
By the time the game was over, his body was showing all the warning signs.
All of his friends were coming out. They're like, Matt's really messed up, Mrs. Reed. Matt's really hurt, Mrs. Reed. Kid after kid. And the coach said, yep, he got his bell rung.
Matt's body was showing all the clear signs of concussion. Headaches, dizziness, slurred speech, amnesia. MRI scans showed he suffered 3 concussions that day. A traumatic brain injury that would forever change the course of his life.
Yeah, he got his bell rung. And that's the other problem. The coaches that you put your kids' health into their hands, they teach math the rest of the day in high school. They're driver's ed teachers the rest of the day in high school. They're certainly not somebody to take charge of my son's body. And I find it repulsive and horrendous that there's this insane emphasis, this insane focus on football in high school, where kid after kid after kid is getting hurt. And this is not some crusade speech about we have to, do these things. No, I'm just saying it's stupid. What's wrong with me? It's stupid. I would never put my son through that. Because in order for my son to go through that, in order for him to have the satisfaction you'd want a kid to have from it, he'd have to be programmed to win. And when you're programmed to win in a dangerous sport, you're going to do stupid things, especially if you're 15. If you're 15, you're equally programmed to do stupid things. I hate it. I hate what they do to those kids. And like I say, if I had a 15-year-old son, I could care less what he says. He's not playing football. There's no way he's playing football. I have teenage daughters. And my 17-year-old daughter said, you know, I'd like to play football. I said, you want to play football? You can be the kicker. You could be the kicker. That's it. I'm Walter Sterling. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Oh, my gosh, look at this. Live on a Sunday night, 17 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. I love forhymns.com/Walter. For Hymns is a company dedicated to making fantastic products for men. And you don't have to be a jock. You don't have to play the big game to have all of the benefits of being a football hero. For Hymns has products that are great for your hair, great for your skin. They even make tea just for guys. No, really, tea just for guys. But what you and I care about is medicine so that you and I can have an erection on demand. On demand. Just like your favorite TV shows that you can watch on demand, now you can get an erection on demand, just like when you were 22 years old. There was that medicine, the little blue pill that was very expensive. Well, it's not very expensive anymore. Now it's a generic drug. Did I say drug? Yes, because this is a medical issue. It's not a social issue. It has nothing to do with love and romance. It has nothing to do with whether or not you're attracted to your partner. It's a medical condition that most men suffer from time to time. And now you can get the little blue pill for a generic price. How? You go to forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. The little blue pill. It'll be sent to wherever you want, your secret post office box, the secret address you have when you're on the road, out of town, wherever you want. All you have to do is go to forhims.com/Walter. You talk to a real MD who will determine whether or not it is medically appropriate for you to get the little blue pill. The little blue pill can only be issued after a conversation with a real doctor. Please go to the website for all details and risk factor information. That's forhims.com/Walter.
Sterling on Sunday. I'm the voice they could afford.
This is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. What started the whole Oak Island treasure hunt? Could it have been aliens? Later tonight, the Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
20 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. Here we are in our 18-wheeler going across Route 80, going west on 80. West on 80 is no man's land. It's an endless expanse. Once you get past the terrifying Pennsylvania wilds, I love how they took a stretch of Pennsylvania where there is nothing, where there are exits that have closed gas stations and nothing. And they relabeled it the Pennsylvania Wilds to give it a romantic aura. But the fact is there's just nothing there. There's my friend Tara in Roswell, Georgia. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Tara.
Hi, Walt. How are you?
Tara, I'm excited to be with you because Valentine's Day is coming up and we should make plans.
Well, I'd love to.
Yes.
So I just wanted to let you know, I completely agree with you about the football playing. I'll tell you what happened with my brother. He was in a public school and a private school. He played football for both. And when he was either 16 or 17, he was hit real bad, knocked him out, medical attention arrived, and I believe he was hospitalized for a short time. And approximately a year or so, within that following year, I should say, he was acting very odd, very strange. My parents had him at many, many doctors, which lasted about a year and a half. And the best that any of the doctors could ever come up with any kind of a diagnosis was that he had both vertigo and that he's paranoid schizophrenic. So they put him on all kinds of bukus of medications and drugs and all kinds of stuff, which he ended up taking for the rest of his life. And he finally passed away at the age of 42. Of course, he could never drive, never had a family. You know, he worked jobs from time to time. And to this day, my dad is adamant that that was the cause of my brother's illness, was his that horrible blow that he had to the head during football. He had many blows, but that was the real bad one. And there's no proof, you know, there's nobody to sue. There's no doctors that can, I mean, he had, you know, CAT scans and all that stuff, but there's no way to actually prove, at least at that time, where his illness came from. So that's what we think in our undoctorly, uneducated diagnosis. We think it happened from the football injury.
It's a very doctorly diagnosis, because this was your brother. And you knew him better than anybody.
Yes.
You may have even known him better than his mom. And you knew him every day. You knew how he behaved, how he acted, how he spoke, how he wrote. And then one day all of that changed. When did that happen? When he got slammed on a football field.
That's right.
I say it's pretty scientific. Mm-hmm. I'd say that would stand up in any court. The tragedy is, the true tragedy, is that even if you could prove it in court, even if 100 doctors got in line, at this moment in time, there is nothing they could have done for your brother.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. Well, I'm sure you were mm-hmm. I'm sure you were a good sister, and I'm sure he was lucky to have you. And I'm going to say a little prayer and light a candle tomorrow for him. What was his first name?
Mark.
All right. I'll say a little prayer for Mark. Thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday. My phone number live is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I enjoy being with you. Now, which road are we on? 75, or otherwise known as the Luge, or I-5 out in California. I-5 in California, otherwise known as the parking lot. I'm Walter Sterling, 888-688-WALT. Jason in Canton, Georgia, welcome to the big show. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Walt. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. Hi.
Hey, are we going to make plans for Valentine's Day?
We're going to make plans for Valentine's Day if you're cute, Jason. Now, most Jasons I know are cute.
Well, sorry, man, I'm not. But, hey, I wanted to call. I was a four-year letterman in football, but I was one of the nice guys. But you are right. The mentality of the football players that I played with, were the majority of them were the a-holes. And I couldn't even stand them. But when you talk about having the hits, I'm in a master's program right now, and I just got done doing a paper a semester or two ago about extra layers of foam on helmets. And in that research, it was a lot of concussion research. And it's amazing how little of an impact it takes to get a concussion, a slight concussion, and all those slight concussions build up. And they're, a bunch of them are equivalent to a real bad one.
Now,
so they can build up. They have the technology to recognize these hits. But the problem is those helmets are about $500, and they're Bluetooth to a laptop. And so nobody wants them. Otherwise, football would probably go
away.
Well,
what are they Bluetooth to? Why are they Bluetoothed?
It's a Bluetooth connection just to a laptop. And they take the stats of the hit and where the hit is on the helmet and the impact by pressure.
I think the reason that football stars in high school are a-holes, I think, is that unlike every other man in high school, football players in high school don't have to beg for a date. And this gives you a certain sense of arrogance and superiority. Is that possibly what it is, Jason?
Well, it's a lot of it. You know, they tend to be the bigger kids and somewhat are the bullies. But the bullies are the ones that think, you know, they're all that, but you know, later on in life, you realize they aren't. But the arrogance is definitely there. And the arrogance made this come out of maybe being hit one too many times.
That's an interesting theory. I appreciate your call, Jason. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling Sterling on Sunday. My number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. The final score of the Super Bowl was 31-20. The Kansas City Chiefs at KMBZ Land, where everybody's very excited right now. They're actually eating free pizza. Dan in Duluth, Georgia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Walter. Good evening.
Good evening.
Interesting subject you picked tonight to talk about on the Super Bowl night.
Well, the subject, just let me restate. Hold on, Dan. Let me just restate.
Yes, sir.
The subject is that I don't believe there should be high school football. I believe that the kids who played football in high school were a-holes, and I can't stand the sport. Now, you go ahead.
You know, I think there is a real good basis in science that football in general and high school football should or could stop. And, you know, the whole idea that they're all a bunch of a-holes. I knew a lot of guys. I didn't play high school football, but I knew a lot of guys. I still know a lot of guys who play high school football, and they're nice kids. Sometimes they're a-holes, like
well,
you say.
Sometimes,
but I don't think that's more in football than not. I mean, that's just because you're an a-hole.
Yeah,
but
thank you. Thank you, for the, Thank you for the call. 888-688-WALT. I didn't mean to cut him off, but the fact is there was some strange, like, factory whistle behind him, and it was difficult to understand him, and I want to deliver to you a stereo pure KLH experience. Don't you deserve that experience? I think so. Coming up, we've got Asbestos Falls, our serial, our amazing production, our dramatic production. And I know you enjoy that. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. For most of us, tomorrow will be warm in some cases and a wonderful break before the next storm starting on Tuesday. And as we reported last half hour, we can see the genesis about to happen later today, but that genesis is going to need more moisture, and that plugs in tomorrow. The result is a broad disturbance on a more northerly track this time from southwest to the Great Lakes. The deepest moisture will be on the warm or south side, so we'll start there first. Days of showers expected from Texas to New York. Cold air catching up to expand the snowfield Wednesday, shifting to the northeast by Friday. And there's even a threat of some thunder, especially late in the work week. At this point, next weekend looks like it'll be quiet again, but the scope of this midweek disturbance will have a major impact on your travel plans. Make sure you have a trusted source for information, and you can always use your local National Weather Service site online at weather.gov. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. What started the whole Oak Island treasure hunt? Could it have been aliens? Later tonight, the Curse of Oak Island update on Sterling on Sunday.
When I was growing up, I always dreamed of digging a hole and finding a lost, forgotten underground city. Well, that sort of thing happens in Asbestos Falls all the time, and we're going to hear about it this week on Asbestos Falls, heard only on Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up in just seconds, a new Asbestos Falls, our amazing and, believe it or not, award-winning series. There was a really boring radio event called The Serial. It was a serialized drama, and I just found it incredibly boring. And then James Copeland said, well, you know, why don't we make something exciting, and he created Asbestos Falls. You will hear that coming up in seconds. 31-20, Kansas City Chiefs won in the Super Bowl. And the thing that puzzles me is why anybody watches football. And a bigger puzzle to me is why would you let your son play football? The risk seems so enormous. Anjali, welcome to Sterling on Sunday, listening on KXNT. Hi.
Oh, what an honor I got through. Good for you. It's Angeli, mon ami. It's French. Angeli Rebelli. But anyway, thanks for taking my call. I'm so stymied here for a second. Let me go it this way. You ask about why anyone would watch the football.
Yeah.
Right. I'll tell you why. For some people like me, which I consider that I'm one, it's called synchromysticism. You watch it to find out all these corporate whores, how they're whoring their story out.
Thanks
and
for
also,
your call.
Though,
thanks for your call. Thanks for your call. It was fascinating. The first time I say thanks, that's when you dump it. Just the first time, not the third time. The first time. Very smooth, professional. Yeah. No, I don't understand why anybody watches football. I don't get it. I've never gotten it. All my life, people have tried to explain football to me. I say, I don't understand downs. I don't know what that means, the downs thing. You know, fourth down and 20 flags, and I'm like, what? Fourth down, I believe the only reason people watch football is for gambling. It's a big 100-yard gambling casino table, 100-yard table for gambling. That's it. They watch it because who would watch it? You know, all the people I know who do know about football, they all say the same thing, which is that the rules have made it worthless, that the rules are crazy, but I don't understand the rules. I don't know what they're talking about. Then I discover the scandal of the fact that every football stadium in America was built with tax dollars. These are municipal stadiums. If they are municipal stadiums, there should be no rules about where I can go in them. I shouldn't have to pay to go inside those stadiums if they are municipal stadiums, and they all are. It is a great mystery to me. And then one of the highest crime waves in America are in the NFL. A shocking number of NFL players are guilty of very serious crimes.
Number 5. Dante Stallworth. The former NFL wide receiver pleaded guilty to DUI manslaughter after striking and killing a man that was trying to cross a Miami street. Albeit late at night and not in a crosswalk, the fact remains. Stallworth was over the legal limit for his blood alcohol content. Stallworth stayed at the scene, tried to save the man, and was cooperative with the police. He served 30 days in jail and was sentenced to 8 years probation, 1,000 hours of community service, 2 years of community control, and permanent suspension of his driving privileges. Number 4. Leonard Little. In 1998, the former defensive end for the St. Louis Rams was also convicted of DUI manslaughter after his car struck the vehicle of a mother of two. While her children were present in the car, the children survived, but the mother did not. He received 4 years of probation and 1,000 hours of community service. Number 3. Ray Lewis. The former linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens is indeed a Hall of Famer, and yet he was involved in the death of a man in Atlanta. Following a Super Bowl party, a game he would play in, and when 11 days later, a fight broke out between Lewis's group and another group of men. The fight ended with the stabbing deaths of two guys in the other group. Lewis and two of his friends would be charged and indicted with murder. The suit Lewis was wearing has never been found, and DNA of one of the men was found in his limo. Lewis would later agree to a plea deal in exchange for testifying against his two friends. He would plead guilty to a misdemeanor charge of obstruction of justice and get 1 year of probation. Number 2. O.J. Simpson. While Simpson was acquitted of the charge, it is widely believed he, in fact, murdered his ex-wife and her friend. In 1994, the former NFL running back, most notably for the Buffalo Bills, was charged, indicted, and faced trial for the double murder. Maybe the most famous murder case in history, Simpson would end up being acquitted in criminal court, but would be held liable for the deaths in civil court. Legal issues have followed Simpson ever since, as he was only recently released from prison for kidnapping charges. Number 1. Aaron Hernandez. The list of murders, or attempted murders, shootings, and beatings where Hernandez was involved is long, but we'll focus on the murder that the former New England Patriots tight end was convicted of. In 2013, a man connected with Hernandez was found near his home, murdered. Hernandez would be charged and indicted with the murder. In 2015, that subsequent trial, Hernandez would be convicted of first-degree murder, which carries a life sentence in Massachusetts. No one knows the motive behind the killing, although it is rumored to have been because of Hernandez's possible homosexuality. The victim knew about it, and Hernandez didn't want it to get out. It was later reported that the former NFL star had a relationship with a suspected armed robber while incarcerated. In 2017, Hernandez was acquitted on double murder charges, but 5 days later would be found dead in his cell from suicide by hanging.
Sounds just like the group of people you work with in your office. Oh my gosh. No, I don't want my kid to be a football player. I don't want him to suffer the injuries, and I don't want him hanging out with those people. I'm Walter Sterling. Let's you and I talk live. Here is my number, 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. One day I'll remember what I have to do. One day. 888-688-9258. Live on Sunday night, 43 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. Oh, it's exciting, that big game. Today, there are two very different instant replays. Instant replays during the big game, and that instant replay you just got on your smartphone of somebody breaking into your home. Blink cameras are the ultimate goal line defense. They're motion activated. When your Blink camera detects something suspicious, like your mother-in-law, you get an alert on your smartphone with a video replay of what Blink spotted. And now you can save 20% on all cameras and systems during Blink's big game sale. That's right, 20% off. Blink cameras are easy to set up. They're wire-free, and they run on two AA lithium batteries that last, ready, 2 years. And Blink's live feed options let you monitor your home from anywhere using the easy Blink smartphone app. There are no contracts. It doesn't go to a central office. And Blink works with Alexa. I put a Blink camera outside the laundry room door. That noise in the background, that's the laundry room. I put it outside the door. That way I can see the kids coming toward the studio and I can shout at them, get away from the door. Let Blink help watch your home while you're watching the big game. Save 20% on indoor and outdoor cameras and systems now through Sunday, February 2nd at midnight Pacific time. Visit blinkprotect.com/defense. That's blinkprotect.com/defense. blinkprotect.com/defense.
Sterling on Sunday.
What started the search for an incredible treasure on Oak Island? In modern days, it was this. Mysterious green lights were seen over Oak Island, and the natives of Nova Scotia took a canoe over to the island and started to dig. And then we learned about the Knights Templar. And we also learned on the island there was amazing treasure, and it could be the Holy Grail or the Ark of the Covenant. Extraterrestrials gave us Oak Island, but the Leginas believe it was the Knights Templar. It was the Spaniards. It was the incredible treasure that they have spent their lives pursuing on Oak Island. And this week's episode was no different, except for a hurricane bearing down on the boys. And the Leginas were concerned. Very concerned. Gary Drayton, concerned. The swamp reflooded. And the industrial accident that looks like Smith's Cove. Will they find something? Carmen Legg, blacksmith extraordinaire, believes that some of the metal they have found in Smith's Cove could have come from the 1600s. This season of The Curse of Oak Island has been very surprising and has benefited many yields. Paul Troutman, nowhere to be found. Leginas everywhere. For your Curse of Oak Island update, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
Let me make it clear to everybody, there is nothing. They're not going to dig up anything. They're digging down 200 yards, 200 feet on Oak Island. It's an island. It's a little island. What happens when you're making sandcastles, on the beach and you dig down like a few inches? What happens? water comes in. Every time they dig down any amount, water comes in. There's nothing there. There's no way 200 years ago that anybody could have dug down that far, right? It's not possible. And therefore, there's nothing there. Why are my earphones always screwed up? Why? No, it's not anybody's fault. It's my earphones. Let me torture myself with them. I thought we'd have some fun. Everybody has a couple secrets, like their own little things that they know. And I have three small things that I know, not any more than that. I'm going to share them with you now. Perhaps you'd like to share with me your small, strange little things at 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I used to have jingles. I really did.
Sterling on Sunday. Hit after hit.
Number one. Little strange secret number one. Ready? I use seasoning salt sometimes when I make scrambled eggs or an omelet. You know, seasoning salt. Usually you mix it up with the egg batter. I don't do that. You know what I do? I turn on the pan. I start to heat up the pan. And then I put the seasoning salt in on the hot pan. And I let it get hot with nothing else in it but the seasoning salt or the seasoning, the garlic, the onion, whatever it is. I let it sit on the hot pan, low temperature for about 45 seconds. And you know what happens? The house fills with this beautiful aroma, this incredible aroma of the seasoning that I'm using. Then I add whatever it is I'm making, an omelet, scrambled eggs, whatever it is. But I add it after the seasoning, I don't put the seasoning in after I've put in the other ingredients. I put the seasoning in first. And I swear it makes this nice toasty flavor that goes to the main ingredient and fills the house. It's great. Here's my other secret. Here I have a little secret that's, you know, just all mine.
Sterling on Sunday. Hit after hit.
Here's how to make grilled cheese. Here's the right way to make grilled cheese. First, use too much butter. No matter what, put in more butter than you need. Lots of butter. Then you put in the bread. You put the bread on. And it's white bread. Don't get all fancy with your Texas toast and your all-wheat bread. That's a lot of nonsense. You and I are Americans. We use Sara Lee bread, Wonder bread. That's what we use. Then I put on three slices of American cheese and some of that cheap Walmart shredded cheddar cheese. Who knows what's in there, but it looks fine. I put that on, and then I put a lid on it. I put a lid on it, and I cook it as slowly as I possibly can. And the cheese infuses with the bread. Is this sounding good so far? The cheese infuses with the bread. And you let it cook until it's bubbling out the sides. But you don't let the bread burn because you have it on a very low temperature. Very low temperature. And then you flip it over the same way. And it takes a while. It's a good 10 minutes to get a perfect grilled cheese sandwich. It is spectacular. Now, what do you drink with something like that? You drink Diet Cherry 7-Up. I wish Diet Cherry 7-Up was an advertiser on Sterling on Sunday, like CBDistillery.com. I wish. But they're not. Diet Cherry 7-Up is the greatest drink ever made. Forget about wine and beer. I hate that crap. Diet Cherry 7-Up. Now, what is so special about Diet Cherry 7-Up, ladies and gentlemen? What's so special about Diet Cherry 7-Up is that, much like wine, the temperature profoundly affects the taste. Diet Cherry 7-Up that's ice cold tastes completely different than Diet Cherry 7-Up that's warmer. Completely different. You know, Diet Coke, it changes a little, but this is incredible. So as a result, you have drink after drink. You just can adjust the temperature, and it's great. Do you have a little secret, some little secret that you keep in your back pocket that's all yours? I'd like to hear it. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Colby in Atlanta. Hi, Colby. Oh, Colby just hung up. So sad, so sad. But I'd like to hear if you have a little secret, something you use to get through the day that people might be surprised about, that most people wouldn't think of. This isn't going to turn into a household hint show. We have things to scream about. You know, the reason for talk radio is we have to have things to scream about. My God, the only thing I won't scream about is what? The Democrats. We're not going to scream at the Democrats. There are thousands of hours of radio devoted to screaming at the Democrats. And have they left? No, they have not left. Have they resigned? No, they have not resigned. In fact, they're coming on stronger. It's bizarre. There are 18 of them running in the Iowa caucuses. And who knows what a caucus is? Do you and I understand what that is? Absolutely not. We do not. We have no idea what that is. Well, coming up tonight, I have a big show for you tonight. We have another edition of Asbestos Falls. I love Asbestos Falls. Asbestos Falls, I know this sounds spooky, but is in fact made in an RV in Kansas. No, really. It's made in an RV in Kansas by James Copeland, who's brilliant. And you get a chance to enjoy this very special thing. Plus, I'm going to share with you phys ed PE harassment. Being shoved around in PE, because that's the way to celebrate the Super Bowl night, is to talk about the worst treatment you and I had in phys ed. Or when I was in school, we called it gym. And that wasn't the coach. That was like what we called it. It was the worst experience. There was no worst experience than that. And you know, a lot of the things that I hated about gym are gone. I used to have to climb a rope. No more. You don't have to climb the rope anymore. The whole experience was based on upper body strength. And now, fortunately, they've realized that no kid has upper body strength as soon as he discovered delivered pizza. As soon as delivered pizza came into the American culture, that was it. You and I get to talk live at 888-688-WALT, and I have a Facebook page. Please visit my Facebook page at Walter M. Sterling. Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. You will see things there you do not see on normal host pages. Completely different. And every email I get gets answered. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail, Walter M. Sterling at Gmail.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Watch your weather tomorrow. Well, once again, we start the new work week in pretty good shape, but we can see what's developing and how it will impact most of the eastern two-thirds of the country midweek and maybe into next weekend. But tomorrow starts unseasonably warm in the east. How warm? 50s in New England, 60s and 70s down the east coast and across Dixie. It stays below freezing in the upper Midwest. Big snowmaker working the inner mountain west and a new shot of tropical moisture into Texas. Not too bad at all. But now let's address the elephant in the room, or in this case, a rodent. The only good thing about Groundhog Day is the Bill Murray movie. This time, the groundhog says the Northeast gets an early spring, the Southeast and West get 6 more weeks of winter. And he's only right 39% of the time. The worst TV forecaster in your town does better than that. Must be anything for a party. Your local forecast is coming up. And if you've got any questions, email bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
When I was growing up, I always dreamed of digging a hole and finding a lost, forgotten underground city. Well, that sort of thing happens in Asbestos Falls all the time, and we're going to hear about it this week on Asbestos Falls, heard only on Sterling on Sunday.
At 18 past the hour, 18 past the hour, we are ratings friendly. 18 past the hour, Asbestos Falls coming up, but I do know how to get ratings on Super Bowl night.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
What's going on, guys? Welcome into studio today. We're hanging out with Ashley Benson.
Hello.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
We've seen you on the carpet, but not in studio. So it's great to have some like one-on-one time with you and just hang.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, first, we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
It's called The Game of Firsts.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so what was the first time you remember being recognized in public?
Everyone thought that I was Taylor Momsen for the longest time.
Oh, so I would get recognized
all the time, and I'd literally be like, it's not me. They're like, it's fine, we know it's you. I'm like, I'm not. I swear I'm not Taylor Momsen. I wish I was on Gossip Girl, but like, I was getting noticed when she was on Gossip Girl, which is so funny.
How about your first embarrassing audition story?
When I was younger, I'm a huge fan of Mary-Kate and Ashley. I thought that they were the best actors ever, and at like 12 or 13, I would audition, and I would just do every line how I'd see them or think that they would do it in like Holiday in the Sun or Passport to Paris.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space.
Who wear sports bras.
Sterling on Sunday. Hit after hit.
Just as frozen out here. It freezes out here before it freezes at the shore. Right? Oh.
What?
Okay. I'm going to give you a head start and let's race back. Ready, set, go. There's bumps. Finish line!
So close!
I win.
Sterling on Sunday means non-stop music power.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space.
Who wear sports bras.
Laura?
Diva? I can't believe this.
Okay. Marty, don't be upset.
Don't be upset? What should I be, Laura? I come home and my wife and my assistant are in bed together. What should I be?
No, it's not like that.
What's not like that?
No.
What's it like? Okay? It is like that. You're screwing around on me.
No, Marty, she's not screwing around on you, I promise.
Hey, Diva, you lied, okay? Okay, you lied. You said you were going to look at a moose head, which I gotta say is the exact opposite of what you're looking at.
Why are you doing this? This was for you. This was for you. We are warming up for you.
Laura, do you really think I'm going to fall for that?
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in Space.
Who wear sports bras.
All right, it's you and me live on a Sunday night, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Hello, Brian Ray. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. It's a giant show. Everybody loves Sterling on Sunday. It's the fastest growing show in network radio. We own the 18-wheelers right now. We own them. You're driving across Utah, Iowa, Iowa caucuses, who cares? Texas. It's just us. It's just us. That's the beauty of it. That's why I love being on the radio right now. Because all the grown-ups have gone to bed. We're alone. We've actually been entrusted with heavy equipment and farm machinery. It's a remarkable time of day to be on the radio. I was looking at my driveway tonight. It's terrifying, the condition of the cars that we have. My driveway looks like Havana. That's what my driveway looks like. It looks like the main street in Havana. Like, oh my God, we have a 2001 Cadillac. We have a 2008 Dodge Caravan. The money I waste on maintaining these cars is insane. I've got this one weird sound in the rear wheel of the Caravan. It makes like that all the time, and the brake light never goes off, and I thought it was the emergency brake. Turns out it was not the emergency brake. The mechanic, who is suspiciously named Cash, says that it's the bearings. Now I have to get bearings. But I'm not meant for this. Like, I don't understand football. I do not like team sports. I hate it when a manager stands in front of the room and says, oh, we like team players. I hate team players. You know why? Because anybody who says, well, you know, I'm a team player is a liar. Or worse, useless. Because in America, what do we want? We want the right to sign our name. and to own it. And anybody who says, well, being a team player has sublimated a key part of their existence. Now, if you're Trevor Lawrence and you're on Clemson, that's an actual team. You are hired to be on a specific team with a team playbook, not something mysterious. Well, you know, I swear, you know, the biggest a-hole I ever interviewed with for a job, and he would have been damn lucky to hire me. He would have been damn lucky to hire me. He said, well, you know, it'd be good if you took this job. It'd be great. And I looked at him. I said, how will I know if I am successful at this job? How will I know? And you know what that jerk said? He said, we'll know. We'll know if you're successful. Like, okay, I'm not taking this job. That's just a 24-hour minefield of whoever liked me or hated me last. Oh, my gosh. Let's talk about the horror of gym class, the horror of PE. There's nothing worse. The best thing about my kids' school, their public high school, the best thing about it, they can take courses. They can take athletic courses like dance, bowling. That's right, Brian, bowling outside of the school and get high school credit for it. They can get PE credit for classes taken outside of the school. I think that's fantastic. All right, everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice.
Do you just look at my boobs? You're looking at them right now. Testing. Oh, failed. Oh, my God. Well, we're going to be in swimsuits a lot. It's going to be a problem for you. All right.
Let's share the therapy. Let's do the therapy of your horrible phys ed experiences.
You're going to learn to be true dodgeballers. Then you've got to learn the five D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you master the five D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you. Quibby, go ahead.
Me? Or... Yeah, shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday. There's no reason for you and I to live in pain. There is absolutely no reason. It used to be that if we had aches in our joints, if our feet hurt, if our elbows were bothering us, we just had to sit in it or take something that really didn't work. Now there's a terrific group of products made by CBDistillery.com. Salves, oils, lotions, sticks that you just spread this incredible product wherever the pain is. And I'll tell you what happens to the pain. It disappears. Now, I have a story. Long before CB Distillery became an advertiser on Sterling on Sunday, I said, you know, I need something to take away this pain. I had pain in my feet, pain in my thumbs, and I'm like, this pain has to go away. And I looked online for a product. I heard about these products made from hemp oil. And I said, this is for me. And I ordered it, and it came to me, and I put it on my thumbs. And the pain didn't go away in a day or a week or a month. The pain went away instantly. CB Distillery products took the pain away from me instantly. I don't know how long it's going to take for you, but believe me, it took it away for me instantly. Why should you experience your pain continuously? You don't have to anymore. Go to CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. They don't have one or two products. They have dozens of products in all dosages. That's right, multiple dosages. It isn't like that cart at the mall. These are filtered, tested, thousands of customers. This is where you want to get to your CBD products. CBDistillery.com. Put in the promo code WALTER for a 20% discount. CBDistillery.com, promo code WALTER, and be sure to put in the promo code WALTER so my kid goes to college. two very different instant replays today. There's the instant replay during the big game today. And that instant replay you just got on your smartphone of somebody breaking into your home. Blink brand cameras are the ultimate goal line defense. They're motion activated. When your Blink camera detects something suspicious, you get an alert on your smartphone with a video replay of what Blink just saw. And now you can save 20% on all cameras and systems during Blink's big game sale. Blink cameras are easy to set up. They're wire-free, and they run on two lithium batteries that last 2 years. And Blink's live feed options let you monitor your home from anywhere. No contracts. Blink works with Alexa. Save 20% on indoor and outdoor cameras and systems now through Sunday, February 2nd, tonight at midnight Pacific time. Visit blinkprotect.com/defense. 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 We love Judy. She's a remarkable person. She has a great big heart. And more importantly, she supplies us with consistent and dependable content every week. Hi, Judy.
How are you?
Judy, it's very cold where I am, and I'm vaguely depressed because it's always gray and cloudy. Therefore, I'm counting on you to make us happy.
Well, number one, I'm happy because my team won the Super Bowl.
Well,
I'm happy about that.
You should be happy about that, but I don't care about football. I don't understand football. It confuses me.
Well, we won. That's what's important.
All right.
That me right now, Walter. Did I ever tell you about my Mexican friend who's a magician?
Oh, no. No, you have not.
Did I ever tell you about him?
No, you haven't told me about him.
Well, I have a Mexican friend. He's a magician, and he says he can make himself disappear on the count of three. And so I said, I gotta see this. So he says, uno, dos, and poof. He disappeared. And now he's missing without a trace.
Is it over?
You there?
Is it over?
It's over.
Say it again.
He's missing without a trace.
Did you leave out a word?
No, I did not. Uno, dos, poof.
Uno, dos, tres. Uno, dos, poop. He disappeared. Judy, thank you for your call. I wish I was smart enough to get her jokes. 888-688-WALT. But I have her on because I know these are the sort of jokes that people repeat. It's true, isn't it? All right, last week we had a mystery voice. At the end of each phone call, you could guess the voice and win a prize announcement. This was the voice.
What? I break him out of jail. And he shoots me. It's like, what's up with that?
That's Sterling Beaumont, who played the young Ben Linus on Lost. Remember there was Ben Linus, who was a terrible, scary guy? Well, this kid played him as a young Ben. Now, this week, we have this very stunning piece of audio. Anybody who calls in gets a chance to guess who this is for a prize announcement.
Do you just look at my boobs? You're looking at them right now. Testing. Oh, failed. Oh, my God. Well, we're going to be in swimsuits a lot. It's going to be a problem for you. All right. You just looked at them again.
When I was in school, the words that I dreaded was gym class, phys ed. There was nothing I dreaded more. There were a number of reasons for that. One is there was nothing that I could do naturally. Now, it wasn't that I was too short or uncoordinated. I was a healthy young man. I was 6 feet tall. I had every reason to be able to do well in gym class, except that gym class is based on upper body strength. And the first thing you see over there is the rope. Now, most high schools have gotten rid of the rope, thank God. But I couldn't get up 1 foot on the rope. But remember, there was always one kid in gym class who could look at that rope and go right up it, and then do a somersault at the top and come back down head first. Remember that kid? I hated that kid. Then there were the kids who were always team captains, who had an understanding of the rules. They could play the sport intuitively, and they'd make fun of me all the time. But I was the kid in gym class who wasn't picked for teams last. I wasn't picked. The gym teacher used to have to point at me and go, "Sterling, you go over there." And then whatever team got stuck with me was like, Now, also, my gym teachers had to teach driver's ed and health. Sex education and health was taught by gym teachers at the time. Here's how the gym teacher explained venereal disease to us. You ready? "Come on here into the weight room." He took us all into the windowless weight room, a terrifying place because I was never going to lift any weights, but it's where the wrestlers practiced, and you could go in and lift weights. I wasn't going to go in there. And he said, this was my sex education in my public high school. It was a big high school near New York City, 2,000 kid high school. It was Columbia High School, Maplewood, South Orange, New Jersey. He takes us into this weight room, and he says to all of us, "Now listen, I don't want you telling your parents that you're getting any sex education here. This isn't sex education. I'm just telling you what you need to know. If you get any kind of VD, don't come walking around here saying you got it from a toilet seat." Now, I had no idea what he was talking about. I was 13, 14. I had no idea what he was talking about. "Don't you come around here telling us that you got it from some toilet seat. You don't get VD from a toilet seat." I'm like, "What is VD? What the hell is it?" And then he said, "If you get a VD, it's because you've been sticking it where it doesn't belong." Like, what? What is he talking about? "You knows what you've been doing." And that was the beginning, middle, and end of our sex education from our gym teacher. And that's who you want to get it from, isn't it? The guy who would take out a bag of balls to play dodgeball and throw balls at you as hard as he possibly could. That's who you want to get your sex education from. It was so screwed up. The phys ed was screwed up. The teaching was screwed up. But the single most screwed up thing, I'll tell you in just seconds. Let's share. This is a chance for you to anonymously get rid of some of the humiliation of public school gym class. It was horrible. I'd like to hear the bad things that happened to you in gym class. My number is 888-688-WALT. But what I'm going to tell you in seconds is far worse than anything that anybody could tell me. And it happened to me 2 or 3, 4 times a week. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. It's 28 past the hour, and it's time for Sterling Snaps. I love these. Whatever you're looking at right now, take out that overpriced phone you have and take a picture of it and send it to me. I put them up on my Facebook page later in the week. Walter M. Sterling is the Facebook page. And you email them to me. Email me the picture, whatever.
Well, WSB Storm Tracker Radar.
Some spectacular pictures. My favorite was a guy sent me a picture of his workbench. You know, a great American workbench in his basement. It was terrific, and I loved it. And I made it the main picture on my Facebook page. Send the photos to Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R, Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Send it to me. I love to get them, and I'll put them on my Facebook page, usually on Tuesday. I don't do anything tomorrow because I'm exhausted from this. This kills me. This show, I got to prep for this. Do you know that? I actually have to prepare for this. All right, coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to talk to Gary Arnell. What did Gary say? Well, I don't care what he wants to talk about. I'm going to ask him, how much do those cruises he always goes on, what do they cost? What do those cruises cost? And does he get frequent flyer miles? Those are the things I want to know. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. And the email to send the picture is waltermsterling@gmail.com.
Sterling on Sunday weather. For most of us, tomorrow will be warm in some cases and a wonderful break before the next storm starting on Tuesday. And as we reported last half hour, we can see the genesis about to happen later today, but that genesis is going to need more moisture, and that plugs in tomorrow. The result is a broad disturbance on a more northerly track this time from southwest to the Great Lakes. The deepest moisture will be on the warm or south side, so we'll start there first. Days of showers expected from Texas to New York. Cold air catching up to expand the snow field Wednesday, shifting to the northeast by Friday. And there's even the threat of some thunder, especially late in the work week. At this point, next weekend looks like it'll be quiet again, but the scope of this midweek disturbance will have a major impact on your travel plans. Make sure you have a trusted source for information, and you can always use your local National Weather Service site online at weather.gov. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, we actually do the show from my laundry room. It's not pretend. I've got a dryer. My co-hosts are a dryer and a washing machine. That's how we do the show. I do it from my laundry room because women decide where men go. If it was up to me, I'd be in the nice living room. But that's not possible because what I don't understand is everything, and I hate football, but the other things I don't understand is this nonsense about women and who's in charge. I have never been in a work situation, a domestic situation, where the women were not in charge. Women decide where you go on vacation, where your kids go to school, what your kids wear, what you're going to drive, whether or not you get satellite radio with all that dirty comedy on it. Women decide everything. And I don't know where this nonsense comes from. Well, you know, we want to be equal. Fine, be equal. Work the same hours, be equal. I've never been in a situation in work where women were paid less. I have never seen it. And I most of my career, I have been a big shot executive, and I know what people get paid. I've hired hundreds of people. Never did it occur to me to hire a woman for less money, nor when I look at payrolls do I see that women are paid less money. This is the fantasy of all time, the ultimate fantasy. Speaking of fantasies, Gary Arnell, Sterling on Sunday friend, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Walter. Good to be here.
Now, Gary, I have several questions for you. Are you ready?
I'm all set. I've been prepping, yes.
2 weeks ago, you and your current wife went on a cruise.
Triple team traffic.
That is correct. My current wife, correct.
I have never been on a cruise except for like radio station promotion cruises, which are very depressing because you get to dance with listeners. And my question to you is, what does a cruise cost? What do these cost? Because I know you're not on third class.
No. So how do I work the budgeting of these cruises? Here's what happens. First of all, there's a big difference in price between an inside cabin where you are in like a small chamber-like atmosphere, four walls, small bed, small bathroom, no vision outside. There's no world beyond that little room. Then you go to an ocean view, which is nothing but a circular type window. You look outside. It's maybe $200 more a person. No access. You just can draw the drape and look outside. And most of the time, Walter, you don't want this because it's water level And if you have any problem like I do, where I load up on Dramamine, that could be tough. Then you have the balcony. And the balcony is where you have the whole ocean view and you can walk out and have breakfast. So those are the more expensive right underneath the suites. Now, what I do to get the best price possible. Now, you can pay. It depends if you're going for a 3-day, 7-day, whatever the case may be, where you're going from. I do a lot of the Caribbean, and if I'm doing a 7-day cruise in the Caribbean and I want a balcony, here's what I do, because it can run $700, $900, $1,100, $1,200. That's without alcohol, but usually about $700 to $1,200. So what I do is I have a friend in the business, and I call her up. She's a travel agent, and she runs it out of her house. And I'll say to her, what do you got next week? And it's a last-minute deal. And it's you, because they'll do anything to fill these cabins. That's my travel tip of the week. If you have the leisure to plan these things on the spur of the moment, that's the best way to go. So she'll say, well, I have a cruise that's going to St. Thomas, St. Martin, and it's leaving 4 days from now. Can you do it? I'll say, yeah, I'll arrange my life so I can do it. And then I get that balcony, which normally runs, as I said, like $700 to $1,200. I'll get it for $400.
Now,
they want to fill the room.
Yeah, I went on the Waxy Cruise, W-A-X-Y. I went on the Waxy Cruise. And what I found on the Waxy Cruise, which went to that strange island owned by a cruise line in Nassau.
Yes, that is Coco K, I believe, or one of them.
Which is a bar, just a bar.
Yeah.
What I found was that, one, you better take the Dramamine before you get on that boat. And number two, there were two temperatures on the boat, cold and too hot.
Yeah, yep. Let me just say something quick. No, absolutely. First of all, the cruise that I went on a couple of weeks ago, you can never go in a swimming pool because they empty it and refill it every day, and it's freezing. It's the ocean temperature water. This water was not so terrible. You could get in, you get a little frostbite, but once you got used to it, it was great. So that was no problem at all. But when you talk about Dramamine, let me tell you something, Wolf. Somebody just offered me a deal to go out of Bayonne, New Jersey, down to Orlando, then over to Coco Cay, which is the cruises island, Nassau back to New York. I'm terrified. Even if they were going to pay me for that trip, I'm worried about the water and how rough it's going to be between New York and when I start hitting the northern part of Florida in that area.
Now,
but Dramamine, go ahead.
No, you finish.
No, I was going to say, I take Dramamine. You're supposed to take it like an hour and a half before the cruise. No. I went on this last cruise a couple of weeks ago. I took the first pill about 4 hours before. Here's my mistake.
What?
I went out of Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
I ate like a gavone when I got on the ship because, there's that orgasmic excitement with the buffet. So I ate. We ran into a little bit of a storm.
Gary, you told that story 2 weeks ago, but that part you just said about, that orgasmic excitement at seeing the buffet. Here's the news flash, Ace.
Go ahead.
Not everybody has that. Not everybody has an orgasmic rush when they see a flood of onions. All right, now coming up in just seconds, it's my show. Coming up in just seconds, Gary is going to share with us the most embarrassing thing that happened to him in gym in phys ed, and then you can.
Oh my God!
This is Sterling on Sunday. When you think of football, you think of Boner On Demand. That's right, Boner On Demand. That's what guys really want. Besides, a big pizza, guys want a Boner On Demand. And guess what? So does your partner. She wants you to have a Boner On Demand, too. It doesn't have to be an issue. Now you can get the little blue pill at a generic drug price. Finally, they made the one pill we want a generic. We don't care about statin drugs. We need the little blue pill. And you can get it at the right price, discreetly, quietly, without a big production. Remember when you used to have to go to the drugstore and talk to Michelle behind the counter? You've been flirting with Michelle for years. All of a sudden, you hand her a prescription for the little blue pill, and that's over. Now you can have the relationship with Michelle that you want. Go to forhims.com/Walter. It's spelled forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. For Hims is a company for guys, and the website doesn't have anything embarrassing on it. It's also for guys. You know, it has manly colors and great products for men. But the big thing that you and I want is the medical product that helps cure a medical condition, which is you want to get an erection when you want, and now you can. Go to forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. When you put in my name, you get a 20% discount. That's forhims.com/Walter. A prescription medicine can only be dispensed after a conversation with a real doctor who will determine whether or not the little blue pill is right for you. Go to the website for full details. forhims.com.
Sterling on Sunday, no donation is too small.
All right, there's Gary Arnell. What's the name of your website, Gary?
It is Gary Arnell, GaryArnell.com. Check it out.
Say it again.
GaryArn, like in Nancy, EL.com. You will be amazed.
Why will I be amazed? What's there?
You will be amazed because you're going to see things. You're going to hear my thinking on what's happening in the world today. You're going to see my little tidbits on how to get those cruises a little bit cheaper. You're going to read about my trials and tribulations and how they relate to your trials and tribulations. And we're going to come up with solutions to them and just a whole bunch of good creative stuff on there. You're going to love it, I'm telling you. GaryArnell.com.
Tell me about the most embarrassing thing that happened to you in phys ed class.
I got to tell you this. First of all, I had a phys ed teacher. His name was, and he passed away, his Harold Osby. He was a type 2 diabetic, and Walter, his physique seriously looked like he was in his second trimester, okay? One of the most, and he would drill us, you got to do this to stay healthy, you got to do this to stay healthy. Meanwhile, he had like a mini oxygen tank going. One of the most embarrassing things for me was a game called Crab Soccer. Now, I don't know, Walter, if you ever had to play that or not.
No, you sit down on your butt. What is that? No, explain that, because that sounds terrifying.
Yes. It's terrifying for a guy who is slightly, and I use that word loosely, slightly obese. So you sit down on your butt, and then you hoist yourself up with your back arms, and you plant your feet on the ground, and you crawl around like a soccer, like a crab.
I've never heard of
this. And then you kick this. Yeah, crab soccer. You kick the ball around. It was horrendous for me because as bad as I looked when I was standing, double that when you're down in that position. And the other thing that I found so embarrassing was when you got into the boys' locker room after you're kind of perspiring, it was hot or whatever, and all these guys would jump in the shower, Walter. I wasn't about to do that because I was too embarrassed. And I never, ever, ever, and I would just stink the rest of the day because I wasn't getting into that shower. And a third thing that was really embarrassing for me was, and I heard you talking about this before, climbing the rope. That was traumatic for me. And they used to have all of these spotters that would be at the bottom of the rope so that if you got up, somehow you climbed it 3 feet and you fell, they were there to catch you and to break your fall. Well, I would jump, I would come, and maybe I'd get up like a foot and a half, and then because of the force of gravity, Walter, I'm not even making this up, I would slide down and I would get these little burn marks on my inner thigh. This was crazy. I'd have to go to the nurse And she would say to me, what is the matter? And I say, I just came out of gym class, and I started climbing the rope. And then I started coming down because of the gravity, and I would get these little rashes on my inner thighs. And then I go home and I tell my mother and my father, and they were upset. And I want you to just realize one thing. My father was a drill sergeant in the Marine Corps. He did not want to hear about this. But all in all, every day, gym class for me, Walt, very, very, very traumatic, baby. And there was no getting out of it. No getting out of it.
Oh, well, I could get out of it. And let's talk to you about your experiences with phys ed, because they're horrible for all of us. And finally, finally, you get to expunge them. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This was horrendous. And then there was this other group of people who loved it, and we were not friends.
If you're going to learn to be true dodgeballers, then you've got to learn the 5 D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you. Quit me. Go ahead.
Me or... Yeah, shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What? Oh.
What genius thought that throwing a ball as hard as you possibly could at other kids right. was a sport of any sort? Dennis in Havertown, listening on WPHT, welcome to the Giant Sterling on Sunday show.
Hello, Walter.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, well, I was pretty good at climbing ropes in seventh grade. And it was a little rough coming down, you know. Like the other guy said, you get the little burrs in you, but I was always good. I was always fast at it. My older brother taught me how to climb up to the top. But our gym teacher, it was always a big guy with telling us, hey, you guys can't start smoking cigarettes and this and that. And he was always a big stickler for that. Don't be smoking. So in junior high, we'd have, you know, we wondered, you know, each day there was a kid that they would send around with the attendance sheet to go and, you know, pass around to all the teachers. And I went into the teacher's lounge, and here was our gym teacher, Mr. Thomas, sitting there smoking a cigarette after he's told us all these years not to smoke. He's sitting there in a smoke-filled room smoking a cigarette, and I'm standing there with the attendance sheet like, this is it. I'm done.
Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate the call. Now, was there any place in any school that held greater mystique than the teacher's lounge? You'd pass by the teacher's lounge, and there seemed to be gourmet food in there and cigarettes. Like, you couldn't even see the air because of the cigarettes. But the mystique that it held, you were never going to go in that teacher's lounge. The teacher was never going to say, okay, we'll meet after school in the teacher's lounge. That was sacred. That was like the holiest of holies. You were not going in the teacher's lounge. In fact, I can tell you that I never saw the inside of any teacher's lounge. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, and yes, it was always smoke-filled. That was the astonishing thing about it. It was always smoke-filled. Well, Gary Arnell, give us your website again.
Walter, Gary Arnell, GaryArnell.com.
I appreciate you being on Sterling on Sunday. You're a good friend. Thank you very much. All right, well, we have a lot to do tonight. Coming up, we're going to talk to our Midnight Misfits. I've got What have I got? Oh, yeah. We'll have our next episode of Asbestos Falls. We have live weather for you because this is, you know, a radio show. How is it possible there are radio show, radio stations that go entire weekends without giving a weather forecast? I don't understand that. And I have to deal with all of this nonsense. And, the greatest humiliation possible in high school gym class. The greatest humiliation. We'll talk about that coming up in seconds.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Just all white. It's gorgeous.
But basically, due to insurance or something of the little town, they're not allowed to have any kind of parades. So what they do is they have this massive rainbow flag, and they come down with a Canadian flag and a rainbow flag down the mountain, and it's sort of their version of a parade. I think it's super cute, don't you, babe? Yeah, I think it's a lovely way to celebrate Pride. So we're up here waiting for them to go down. Hello.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
All right, Sterling Snap, send me a photo of what you're looking at right now, right at this minute, and we'll post it on the Facebook page, and then we have, ready, a sense of community. A sense of community, and I see that Amanda sent one, and Emmick sent one, and we have great, great listeners. I have the best. Our Midnight Misfits.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Watch your weather tomorrow. Well, once again, we start the new work week in pretty good shape, but we can see what's developing and how it will impact most of the eastern two-thirds of the country midweek and maybe into next weekend. But tomorrow starts unseasonably warm in the east. How warm? 50s in New England, 60s and 70s down the east coast and across Dixie. It stays below freezing in the upper Midwest. Big snowmaker working the inner mountain west and a new shot of tropical moisture into Texas. Not too bad at all. But now let's address the elephant in the room, or in this case, a rodent. The only good thing about Groundhog Day is the Bill Murray movie. This time, the groundhog says the northeast gets an early spring, the southeast and west get 6 more weeks of winter. And he's only right 39% of the time. The worst TV forecaster in your town does better than that. Must be anything for a party. Your local forecast is coming up. And if you've got any questions, email bigjohnweather@gmail.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Any similarity to real persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
Good evening for Asbestos Falls Radio. I'm James Gurney with this evening's headlines. Well, most people never bother to call 811 before they dig, but it sort of paid off for Asbestos Falls resident Earl Harper, who called the service this past week before digging a new sewer pit. The man from 811 arrived in a traditional black limousine and quickly went to work with his divining rod. Instead of finding the usual gas line, buried cable, or flying saucer wreck, the divining rod quickly pointed to a ventilation shaft of a forgotten prehistoric subterranean city underneath Asbestos Falls. Mr. Harper and the 811 man actually wanted to pour tar down the hole and forget what they saw, but word quickly spread, and before long a picnic lunch packing crowd was assembled on the Harper's lawn in traditional Asbestos Falls style. Soon, local Bureau of Indian Affairs agent Tabitha Crow was lowered on a rope into the middle of the city. Smelling the bureaucrat from feet away, the inhabitants started to swing their clubs and torches at Crow like a piñata. All they got were a few stolen post office pens before she was quickly hauled up. The mole people then climbed on top of their squat houses and began throwing rats towards the top of the cavern. This was all quite entertaining until a small volcano south of town began erupting, which proved to be more interesting to the picnickers anyway. The 811 people and the Creosote County Police took advantage of this convenient distraction by moving a nearby stock tank over the widening hole to the city. Mr. Harper then painted, "Nothing to see here," on the tank, and that's the last we've heard from our underground neighbors. Thankfully, residents of Asbestos Falls have very short attention spans, which is why we now present
your community calendar.
Valentine's Day is coming up at the Creosote County Senior Center. This year's theme is Geriatric Love. There will be card and cookie decorating next Thursday at 10 a.m. Be sure to make something for your favorite sweetie. That's your evening news report for tonight on Asbestos Falls Radio. I'm James Kearney reporting. Asbestos Falls is produced by James Copeland in a 1975 Winnebago Indian motorhome. Questions, comments, or community calendar items can be sent to heartlandheadlines@gmail.com.
You're going to learn to be true dodgeballers. Then you've got to learn the 5 D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you. Quibby, go ahead.
Me or... Yeah, shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
888-688-WNT. You and I are talking about the terror known as high school gym class. The worst experience in any high schooler's life, except those who went on to the football team. And I hate football. It all works out. Laura in Santa Rosa, welcome to the fastest growing show in network radio. Hi, Laura.
Oh, boy. I'm getting stage fright.
Me
Hi,
too.
How are
Me
you?
Too, Laura. Me too.
Well, I've been listening to your comments about the terrors in PE, and as a retired California teacher, talking to you from Santa Rosa, I couldn't agree with you more. But there's very specific reasons for that. And I don't know if the general public might be aware of how we got to this situation in those horror stories with those horses. I was a special ed teacher for Oakland Unified in the Bay Area for about 40 years. And I also did bilingual education when, after the Bilingual Education Act was passed in 1964, which lasted only about 10 or 15 years. I was certified by the federal government at that time to work with language minority students. I'm bilingual. I'm Spanish Basque. And I'm also American. But a lot has happened. And basically, here's the first thing I would like to tell you that, are you speaking from California? You are, aren't you? You're in San Francisco, no?
I am.
Are you in San Francisco? Okay.
We're talking about California schools? No. I am here, Laura. I am here.
You are there. Well, your frame of reference the schools in California? Because that's
Listen to me. You can reference anything you want. Now you've upset the monkey. That's a very dangerous thing. Thank you very much for your call. Please, when you call, do not upset the monkey. It's not good. Now I've got to give the monkey bananas. I have to calm it down. Let me take care of it, and I'll come back and talk to you in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday. During the big game, you can be distracted by anything. You know, a raccoon in your backyard, you're not even going to notice. But somebody breaking into your basement right now, you're not going to notice that either. That's why you and I both need Blink Home Security Cameras and Systems. Blink Home Security Cameras are motion activated. You put them wherever you want. They don't need any wires. And then if there's any suspicious activity near those cameras, it immediately makes a video and sends it to your smartphone. How smart is that? No matter where you are in America, you can go away for a long weekend on vacation to your annoying relative's house. If somebody breaks into your home, the Blink Home Security Camera will detect it and record it and send it to your smartphone. And depending on the system you get, if you see somebody at the Blink Home Security Camera near your home, you can talk right into your smartphone and say things like, "Get away from there! Get away from there! What are you doing by my trash cans?" When your Blink camera detects something suspicious, you get an alert on your smartphone. And now you can save up to 20% on all cameras and systems during Blink's big game sale. Blink cameras are easy to set up. They're wire-free. No wires. and Blink's live feed options let you monitor your home from anywhere. No contracts, and they work with Alexa. Save 20% on indoor and outdoor cameras and systems now through Sunday, February 2nd, today at midnight Pacific time. Visit blinkprotect.com/defense. 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 I love forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. ForHims is the best website for men. ForHims is a company that only makes products for men. Hand lotions, tea, can you believe it? Guy tea. Plus, the little blue pill that gives us a boner on demand. Now, in order to get it, you have to go to forhims.com/Walter. You'll be put in touch with a real doctor who will talk to you about whether or not the little blue pill is right for you. And if it is, you will be sent to you discreetly to whatever address you want. No, she doesn't have to know you're getting it. It's pretty cool. Good thing for Valentine's Day. ForHims.com/Walter. A prescription medicine can only be prescribed after a conversation with a real doctor. Get all the details and risk information at ForHims.com/Walter.
Sterling on Sunday. No monkey was harmed.
Oh my gosh, is this the best show ever? Is this the best radio show ever? Are we lucky to be able to be together? I feel that way. Now, right now, I'm looking for something that if I had prepared the show properly, hold on a second, I'll get it for you here. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to win a prize announcement. All you have to do is guess the mystery voice, and then you'll win the prize announcement. And tonight, it's a particularly valuable prize announcement. Plus, I want to see what you're looking at right now. Would you do that for me, a Sterling snap? Send me a photo at WalterMSterling@gmail.com, and I will post it on my Facebook page this week. Now, here we go. This is what I wanted you to hear, because this is amazing. Stand by. Here we go. What are you going to do? Oh, what are you going to do? You're going to run a commercial first. All right. Hold on, my friend. This is worth it. It gets us to have a chance to spend time together. I get to tell you one of my favorite stories, and I know you like my stories. Why you like one of my stories, I don't know, but you seem to. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday, and I'm waiting for something to happen here. Now, why am I not getting this? You know, the beauty of electronics is that they vaguely work. The real equipment that you want in a radio station, those are mechanical cartridges of tape. Here you go. Are we ready? Is it working?
One, two, three, four.
Oh my God. Yes. I turned off my mic. That was my fault. I know you want to hear this again, so now you'll hear it.
Give us any chance, we'll take it.
is the theme from Laverne and Shirley, which was the number one show on television for 3 years in the late 70s. From Laverne and Shirley, which ran on ABC for about 5 years and was number one for three of those. It was created by Gary Marshall and Fred Silverman. If you're lucky in your career, you got to work with a Fred Silverman. You got to work with somebody who demanded that you do your best, who was proud of your achievements and did not try to steal your achievements, applauded your achievements louder than your mother would have, and supported you no matter what. Fred Silverman was the only man to have programmed all three original networks. He programmed NBC, ABC, and CBS. I had the privilege of being hired by him when I was 26, and I was hired by him to go to NBC. How that happened, I won't bore you with, but once I got there, it was a fascinating experience. Because Fred, unlike most executives, only cared about one thing. He did not care about himself. He did not care about, you know, where his desk was, whether or not he flew first class. He only cared about one thing, the show. As Shakespeare said, the play's the thing. He cared about the show that was on television. He was obsessed with it. Every plant on the set, every color of the carpet, the hairstyle of the hosts, every single detail he was obsessed with. And the result was that if it was successful, it was because of all of those elements coming together. Now, he made CBS the number one network in the 60s, and then he made ABC the number one network in the 70s, and in the late 70s, when he was the CEO of NBC, he made Different Strokes, Hill Street Blues, put Cheers on track. It was stunning what he did. Family. Those were some of his shows. The list of his shows, he put on Roots and Shogun. It was amazing what this man did. But get this. What has not been mentioned in any of the articles about him was what he did for American radio. And what he did for American radio was stunning. When he hired me to run the NBC-owned FM station, and there was one in Chicago, WKQX, WKYS in Washington, WYNY in New York, and KYUU in San Francisco. What he did was amazing. He loved radio. Fred Silverman loved radio. And he was fascinated by it. And here I was, 26, a kid, and he was fascinated with radio. And I was fearless and stupid. And I'd sit there in these meetings with the big shot, I mean, huge television executives, and he'd look at me and go, "Well, Walter, what do you think of this?" And I'd go, yeah, Fred, that's a good idea. And the television executives would look at me with daggers in their eyes. And the finance people, they were ready to kill me. When I got to NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, the culture of the National Broadcasting Company was not only not interested in radio, it was disdainful of radio. It didn't believe there was any possibility of having success in radio because they had had no success in radio since 1948. Major Armstrong invented FM radio at NBC in the labs, in the RCA labs. And then General Sarnoff, and these were both pretend titles. You know, it was a pretend major, a pretend general. These two clowns decided they hated each other because General Sarnoff, the CEO of RCA, wanted to put all the development money into colored television. And Major Armstrong, who invented and held most of the patents for FM radio, wanted to put the money into the development of FM. RCA put on their FM radio stations in 1948 in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Washington. And then, from that minute, they stopped investing in them. And when I wound up at 30 Rockefeller Plaza, you would not believe what I saw. At 30 Rockefeller Plaza, there were no production facilities. All of it was automated. The equipment was older than I was. The transmitters at each location was older than I was. I was 26. And every time it rained in San Francisco, which fortunately didn't happen much, it would flood out the FM transmitter in San Francisco and it would short out. And somewhere between 30 minutes and a day, it took for it to come back on. This is the National Broadcasting Company. But the thing that you need to know, all you need to know, when you got off the elevator, it would say, in Chicago, it would say WMAQ Radio, WKQX FM. In San Francisco, it would say KNBR Radio, KYUU FM. Because NBC did not consider FM radio to be actual radio. The big AM stations, those were actual radio. Therefore, it said WNBC Radio in New York, WYNY FM. I walked into that as head of the FM stations. I walked into that. 40 years of gross negligence of those properties, barely keeping them on the air, automating them. No ratings, no plan, nothing. Well, I went into a meeting after a couple months, and I said to Fred, look, boss, if you want these to work, we have to invest a lot of money. How much money? I said, you're going to have to invest at least $4 million in losses to make these work. Now, I will tell you, there isn't one clown CEO working today that would have looked at me and said, go do it. Not one. But he did. He looked at me, he said, $4 million, that's not a big deal. Go do it. And I took those stations from sort of a break-even, paper break-even, to a $4 million loss to invest in them to turn them around. And we hired some great talent to turn them around. Did you hear me say what I said? I said, we hired talent. I found and we hired Dr. Ruth Westheimer, for example. And Dr. Ruth Westheimer was put on the air by Dan Griffin and myself. But the point is that no matter what, Fred backed us. No matter what happened, he backed us. And he continued to bankroll it until it turned around. And they did turn around. They went from a 40-year loss to a profit in 3 years. And I thank you, Fred Silverman. Thank you for my career. I am sorry that you passed away at the age of 82 this week, and my best to your family, my love for Kathy. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. For most of us, tomorrow will be warm in some cases and a wonderful break before the next storm starting on Tuesday. And as we reported last half hour, we can see the genesis about to happen later today, but that genesis is going to need more moisture, and that plugs in tomorrow. The result is a broad disturbance on a more northerly track this time from southwest to the Great Lakes. The deepest moisture will be on the warm or south side, so we'll start there first. Days of showers expected from Texas to New York. Cold air catching up to expand the snowfield Wednesday, shifting to the northeast by Friday. And there's even a threat of some thunder, especially late in the work week. At this point, next weekend looks like it'll be quiet again, but the scope of this midweek disturbance will have a major impact on your travel plans. Make sure you have a trusted source for information, and you can always use your local National Weather Service site online at weather.gov. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Shlemiel. Shlemazel. Hazel.
Norman Lear said, there would have been no All in the Family without Fred Silverman. And it would be difficult to fully state his impact on American television, but there were subtle things. I'll tell you one more quick story about my mentor, my good friend, Fred Silverman. It's not a casual thing that I say. I'm blessed with the fact that he and Kathy came to our wedding. But Fred Silverman, for 30 years, was by far the most powerful figure in American television because of his creativity, because of his ideas. He wasn't an empty suit. He was a baggy suit. And he had ideas. He was possessed and obsessed with his ideas when he knew that there was a better way to do something. He would not rest until he got what he wanted on the air done. And that is a good guiding force for you and me, because it's easy to stop 80% in and go, oh, geez, this is so hard. I'm getting so much grief. He never heard it. He never got any grief. He never saw any grief. He never heard any objection. He was going to get it done. That was the mission. And then when it was done, if for whatever reason it didn't work, he forgot. He moved on to the next thing. The man had no memory of his failures, and he had no nostalgia. But Laverne and Shirley was, I swear, his favorite show. Now, he put on All in the Family, Shogun, Roots, the TV show Family, Love Boat, my personal favorite, Fantasy Island. I swear his favorite one was Laverne and Shirley, because if you went into his office, he had one photograph on his credenza. It was a photograph of Laverne and Shirley. That was it. And when I first saw it, I thought, I can't believe that's the one photo he's got. Not of Roots, not of his children, no, of Laverne and Shirley, who I think in his mind were actually his sisters. I think in Fred's mind they may well have been his sisters. But let me tell you, the man always took my call. The man was always ready to help me. He helped my family in immeasurable ways. He was quick to make the phone calls to give me a good credential. Nobody helped me more than Fred Silverman. Nobody. And I will be forever grateful to him. And to Kathy and his son Billy and his daughter Melissa. They are a lovely family. I am sorry for your loss. Fred Silverman, dead at 82. The greatest television programmer who ever lived. I'm Walter M. Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. Let's talk about the worst thing that ever happened to us in gym class. Here's the worst thing that ever happened to anybody in gym class.
High school, back in the 50s and 60s. It was a simpler time in America. The kids went to pep rallies and cheered for their football team. They danced to that wild rock and roll music. When the boys weren't playing football, they were doing things like working on hot rods and swimming naked in gym class. That's right. This program is about the history of naked swimming in American schools.
No, really. If you went to a public high school, probably most private schools. In fact, I went to a public high school where the boys swam naked. And I went to summer camp at a private school where the boys swam naked. The interesting thing is that every school gave a different reason for it, and they were never the same reason. None of the reasons made any sense at all. Did you have this horrible experience where you had to swim naked in gym class? Because I tell people it now, and they think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. We had to swim naked in gym class. The girls did not. No, they were not co-ed classes. This was a horrendous experience. It was traumatic beyond belief. What we were told in my high school was that we had to swim naked because the filtration system was very old. Get it? The filtration system was very old. I mean, maybe these gym teachers had suffered from the brain injury problem.
Football's Friday Night Lights with fierce boys lining up for a tackle.
I remember getting hit and my head was just throbbing.
Matt, a smart, tough 13-year-old, loved football's fitness and friendships.
Yes, but I think he went on to be a gym teacher, not making any fun of Matt, and saying, you know what we should do? We should swim naked in the pool. That's what happened. We had to swim naked in the pool, and therefore I cut gym at every opportunity, and my mother supported it. Now, in retrospect, I don't know why my parents didn't go in and storm the Bastille more and say, what the heck are you doing? What are you doing? All right, let's talk about swimming naked in gym class, because this is the day, Super Bowl Sunday, that we celebrate all of the horrible things, all of the horrible things about phys ed, football players, everything we hate about organized sports.
You're going to learn to be true dodgeballers. Then you've got to learn the 5 D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you. Quibby, go ahead.
Me? Or... Yeah, shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What? Oh.
Sterling on Sunday. Hit after hit.
It's Sterling on Sunday at 44 past the hour. We're having a good time tonight. You're in your 18-wheeler. That's your media room. The cab of your 18-wheeler is your media room. That's your man cave. And there you are alone. It's just you and me, buddy. It's just you and me. This is Sterling on Sunday. There is something I don't understand. I don't understand why so many people today are walking around in pain. There's no need for it anymore. Now that it's possible to distill the hemp plant and get out the good stuff, why not? I get CBD products, and I get them from CBDistillery.com. Where you get CBD products matters. I get mine from CBDistillery.com. Why? Because they test their products on thousands of people. They do distillery in the best labs. And they know what they're doing. It's not a cart at the mall. Now, if you go to CBDistillery.com, you will be amazed at the array of products. They have sticks, balms, creams. But what fascinates me is they have CBD oils in a wide array of dosages, so you can find exactly the right oil for your pain. I mean, what used to be your pain. Because what I found is when I put on CBD salve, the pain went away right now. It didn't go away in an hour or a day. And then, this was the most amazing part, the pain went away and stayed away for like 2 days. I only had to put the stuff on about every 2 days. That may not be good for their business, but it's really good for my body. And my body lightened, and I felt terrific. CBDistillery.com. 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 Enter the promo code Walter for 20% off. CBDistillery.com. Enter the promo code Walter for 20% off.
Balance.
Shane Company. Because I was able to get my girlfriend a bigger diamond with my budget.
Shane Company. Because I want an engagement ring with a colorful sapphire, and their sapphires are the most vibrant.
Shane Company. Because they have a huge assortment of rings, and she likes to have a ton of options.
For a romantic Valentine's Day proposal, visit us to see the best selection of engagement rings in Atlanta. We have all the popular styles, like halo, vintage, classic, as well as new designs we've created just for you, like our unique snowflake halo ring. We hand-select the prettiest center stones at their sources. This allows us to cut out all middlemen and their markups and pass those savings on to you.
That's why Shane Company offers Atlanta the best value on a beautiful engagement ring. Come in, because you want to give your Valentine the ultimate gift, a romantic proposal. Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Atlanta's news and talk. 95.5 WSBB FM and HD1 Doraville. And on AM 750 WSB Atlanta.
Belinda Skelton here for the Woodham's Eye Clinic, and I'm here with my good buddy, Jared Yamamoto. Jared, you waited so long to go to the Woodham's Eye Clinic to have LASIK. Man, I've been telling you that this is going to be a life changer. So what was it like when you went into the Woodham's Eye Clinic? Were you a little nervous?
Oh, extremely nervous, but they luckily made it very comfortable for me. Going through the process, explaining exactly how everything worked. It was a very comfortable procedure. I was probably in and out with the actual operation in 10 minutes.
They make you feel very at ease during the operation.
Absolutely. I felt very comfortable. I can't believe I waited this long. I mean, I haven't seen this well since I was in middle school.
You are seeing better than 2020.
2012, Belinda.
Wow, Jared. Do like Jared. LASIK evaluations are always free. Book an evaluation now. Go to woodhamseye.com. That's woodhamseye.com.
New mixture terms. James Montauk is a brilliant sound engineer who helps make the show sound as good as it does. He has to overcome the shortcomings of the host, but I appreciate what he does. Lee Harris, in charge of our website. We have a team of people, a team of volunteers, volunteer-only army. And then there's James Copeland, who pulls things together, who helps everything work nicely, which is not easy in my case because I have a very short temper and very limited skills. I mean, what could be worse with dealing with a talent who has short temper and limited skills? Speaking of short temper, I had to do the hell thing this week. This was the hell thing. Oh, remind me of these things. I have a friend on the phone. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi. Hello. Hello.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm sorry. Welcome to the show. Hi.
Hey, listen, your show is really good. I got a couple gym stories from New Jersey.
Yes. Stop. Are you on a speaker?
Okay.
Get off the speaker.
Can you hear me now?
Perfect. Tell your stories.
Yeah, in New Jersey, in like 79, we had this gym teacher that used to just make us do all these calisthenics. I mean, we'd be doing push-ups, sit-ups, running in place, everything. But every other person in the gym was able to do whatever they wanted, just this one gym teacher, okay? And you ever do the rings where you got to pull yourself up and jack yourself up like you're doing an iron cross?
The worst.
Right. Well, we didn't have any pool, but I just wanted to clarify. He made me go in front of the whole school, basically, and try and get up on them rings. And I couldn't do it on the first time. And I wasn't fat. Okay. I just wasn't a gymnast.
Right.
You know? And
right.
So I actually failed gym because the guy made me run cross country and I wasn't a runner either. But that's nor here nor there. But what I'm trying to get to is, when I was a senior, they made me take two gyms. But you know what? I was able to get up back. I could do the rings by then. I knew how to do it. I overcame. Okay? And, you know, I thank the guy for trying to push me. And that's my point.
Thank you for your call. I find that a lot of the reason you and I don't want to go to the gym is because of the trauma we suffered in phys ed class. I believe a lot of the reason you and I don't go to the local gym, don't sign up for a gym membership, is that we were traumatized. I was traumatized for life by the phys ed class, and I didn't have any big liability going into it. I was not overweight. I did not have any particular lack of a coordination. I did have one thing, though, that I think plays into it. I was like the youngest kid in the class. And do not let your kid be the youngest kid in the class. It's the worst thing you can do to a kid. Make sure they are the oldest. It was the oldest who went to Harvard and Princeton. It was the youngest that went to Syracuse. That was my experience. All right, it's 52 past the hour. You and me on a Sunday night. Is this the best thing? I love being on the radio. I love being on the radio with you. You understand me. You understand me in a way no one else does, because you're not here. But you are here. It's a metaphysical connection that's strange and bizarre. Now, if you want to hear any of these shows again, and I have no idea why you would, but if you didn't want to hear any of these shows again, you can at any time at Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R, waltermsterling.com, waltermsterling.com. Would love to be in touch with you at any time. We do that with an email, waltermsterling@gmail, waltermsterling@gmail, and send me a photo of what you're looking at right now. I post it most of the time on Facebook. That's what we do. We take care of each other. Now, I want to tell you about this horrible thing I had to do this week. Oh, my God. I had to book a family trip. Most of my life, I was spoiled by the fact that I had a great, world-class, Catherine Gibbs-trained secretary, a woman who had devoted her life to taking care of idiots like me. She was an incredible secretary. The dumbest thing that the radio industry and most industries do when they consolidate is they think, we'll be able to get rid of secretaries. Now, there's some thinking. You've got a $200,000-$300,000 a year executive, and you get rid of their secretary, and you want them to fill out FedEx forms. Is that the best use of time for a $200,000 or $300,000 a year executive or salesperson? I don't think so. I think the best use of their time is to say, on the creative side of their brain, the selling and presentation side of their brain, and letting the task side of their brain go to a person who is skilled at it. A great secretary is not a menial job. It's the most important job there is. Key job. My brother, he has assistants that make a fortune. A great secretary is incredibly well paid. Well, I had to spend, oh my God, I had to spend 2 days online dealing with airlines and hotels to book a trip for my family. 2 days I wasted time booking a trip. I'm still not absolutely sure if it's booked, but I pray for the day when I could have a travel agent and a secretary. If I told these young people today about travel agents, they wouldn't believe me. All those little humble stores along Main Street that are now empty, those used to be travel agents. And you'd go in and you'd say, I want to go to Dallas. And it was done. And they'd call you back in an hour and they'd say, do you want this seat or this seat? And it was done. And they'd usually come to your home or office and hand you the boarding passes. No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Instead, I went through hell going through website after website after website to book a trip. I'm not made for it. I'm left-handed. I'm flat-footed. I am not equipped for going to travel websites, you know, and comparing prices. Oh, no. No, 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 no. They haven't simplified it. It's not a good thing. It's nothing anybody should have to do. Nobody should have to go to travel websites and compare. And there are some that say they do it for you. In my experience, that's not true. And even if they do it for you, I don't trust it. Do you? I still think somewhere there's a better price. But with a travel agent, it was handled for us. It was all handled for us. And then, you know what happened? Is they stopped giving them commission the way they should. And the result was they went out of business. Most of these travel agents went out of business. It's a sad thing. I hope that you get the greatest gift this week. The greatest gift is a chance to help somebody and catch it. If somebody catches the need for help, they're very lucky, and someone else will get help. Because, you know, I believe the only reason we're here is to help another person. That's why I believe we're here. My email gets answered, waltermsterling@gmail, waltermsterling@gmail. Every one of them gets answered. And then I post your Sterling snaps on my Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. The greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.